This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Anywhoozle, so there is a new trailer for the Netflix documentary, which is called Operation Varsity Blues.
I'm trying to find that.
If you go into that link and you just scroll down.
Look it up.
Yeah, no hurry, Rob, no hurry. It offers an inside look into the 2019 college admission scandal, focusing on the ringleader, whose name is, do you remember, Steve?
Rick Moranis.
Poor Rick Moranis. And the methods that he used to get his wealthy clients' kids into these top schools. It's directed by the guy who did Fire, the one about the Fire Festival.
Yes.
And its creator, Billy McFarland, as well. He's done some stuff with Tiger King. I believe he was the executive producer there. So among the high-profile clients implicated in the scandal were, as we all know, actress Lori Loughlin, her fashion designer husband, Mossimo Giannulli, Felicity Huffman. So what they did was they're going to use a combination of interviews and like narrative reactions of the FBI's wiretapped conversations.
Whoa.
Between this guy and his clients.
That's interesting.
Okay, so here's it's you got to listen very carefully. This is actual audio from a conversation between Rick Singer and somebody.
Is there any risk that this thing blows up in my face? Like some article comes out that the polo team is selling seats into the school for $250,000.
Well, no, because she's a water polo player.
But she's not.
That's it.
It is a teaser.
That's really good.
But she's not.
Because Rick Singer is acting as if the line is tapped. The other guy is not even thinking that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But she is. But she's not. Isn't she, though?
No.
Right. I still can't believe that. Totally going to watch this. I think this is one of a couple that will be coming out. But this one's on Netflix, which makes me happy because then I could watch it.
You're one of my friends. It'll be interesting to see. Now, here's what I didn't like about that. The reenactment-y thing. I would like the real audio.
I thought it was real audio.
That's not real audio.
You don't think so?
No, those guys are reading from a FBI transcript is how it sounds.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't know what's real and fake anymore because you watch so much Dateline with all of their reenactment crap.
Says using real conversations recreated from FBI wiretaps. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that one guy had too nice of a voice.
Yeah.
You know, like a radio voice.
Can we play it again so we can laugh at Donna for thinking it was real?
Hang on, give me a sec.
Well, at least the actual transcript is real.
Is there any risk that this thing blows up in my face? Like some article comes out that the polo team is selling seats into the school for $250,000.
Well, no, because she's a water polo player.
But she's not.
Okay, so the dad, the guy who's playing the dad, not good. The other guy's good.
Yeah.
The other guy sounds like he could be like, yeah, but she's not. But the other one
The first voice kind of sounded like Clooney.
Oh, you think so?
The clone dog.
But that's the guy who sucks, though. because he sounds
like I thought Rick Springer's fake actor sucked.
No, that guy was good.
No, he wasn't. That was the worst guy.
Come on. Back to the people's court.
But she is a water polo player.
No, he sounded more real than the other guy who was like, Rob, is there any chance that this thing could blow up in my face?
Is there any risk that this thing blows up in my face? Like some article comes out that the polo team is selling seats into the school for $250,000.
Well, no, because she's a water polo player.
But she's not.
Yeah, that guy's too polished. The dad guy is way too polished.
So is, well, now, but she's a water polo player. Sorry, that's how I heard it. I'm looking forward to it. That'll be fun. That'll be an interesting watch. Sleep. Yeah, it'll be great.
Fine.
Again, it would be so cool if it was the real tape, you know?
Way cooler.
The real audio. I have something for Disney World lovers and Disney Plus subscribers.
Wow, you're all about Disney this week.
Well, listen, the people are giving it to me. I don't make the headlines. I just read them and report. The Magic Kingdom TV universe is in the works at Disney Plus. This on the Hollywood Reporter this morning in an exclusive. But what they're doing, and this is so smart, they are tapping into characters from the Magic Kingdom to spin into its own storied universe, calling it the Society of Explorers and Adventures. And then they use the themed lands that they have at the Magic Kingdom, Frontierland, Tomorrowland, all that, and and as well as some classic Disney movies, and then characters from certain rides and things like that. Like, for instance, a mountain climber on the Matterhorn could now be in. Someone from Jungle Cruise, and they're already working on a Jungle Cruise movie.
We need to get rid of that.
Could now be in. And as well, but I thought, what an interesting concept for them, for them to be able to start and create their own universe that could have overlap, that could have crossing storylines at some point, by just saying, we're just going to tap into the world that we already have, which is all around us at the Magic Kingdom. And just like we learned with The Mandalorian, all you need is a little bit, just a little morsel, and then good storytellers can jump off and create a world from there, which then, Donna, enhances your experience next time at the park. So it serves the people who love the park first when they watch the story on Disney Plus. It serves the park because the people who experienced it first on Disney Plus.
I see.
Next time they go, they're like, oh, check it out. That's the guy. That's the show that we've been watching, all based on that little character.
All right.
I got a dog situation.
I know, we could hear him. Does he have to go potty?
I think so. My wife had to take one of my kids to sort of an emergency orthodontist situation.
Oh, no.
So it's fine. It's just they had to go, and they had to go like now because it was available now, and there's a pain situation. Blah, blah, blah. The dog is going psychotic. Has run outside of his invisible fence line. Wife had to track him down, nearly dive to get him in the neighbor's yard as she was trying late for this appointment. And now the dog's just running amok. I need to get him outside to go potty and be back within 4 minutes. I can do it.
You can do it.
3:30.
Okay, we'll see you back here in 4 minutes from right now. And when we do come back, I've got a study on how messy your car is. We've got that on the way. And how often you wash your mask. Steve's got some revealing information to share with us when we come right back. Hey, we have to say thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast, Steve.
I'm glad you brought that up because maybe it's more awkward if I just start by telling you about the underwear that I'm wearing.
Okay.
Listen, I'm wearing Chill Boys underwear. They are, for real, the softest fabric I've ever put on my loins is that of Chill Boys. They're made of bamboo. I always thought bamboo were like bamboo shoots that pandas eat, but apparently, I don't know. I guess you can break it down and turn it into a beautiful fabric that is so cool and so comfy.
Now, when you say cool, you actually mean physically, temperature-wise, cool.
Imagine this. When I put my underwear on.
Oh, God.
In the morning or every other morning. As I pull them on, I feel the coolness of the fabric on my legs and my loins.
Well, the cool thing about it, thank you for bringing your loins into this broadcast today. The cool thing about it is that it's got a little bit of spandex in it with 95% of bamboo. So you get that comfort, the perfect fit. from you what I hear.
That's the God's honest truth. It's right where you need it. Chillboys.com. Go check them out. Chillboys, comfort where it counts.
It's us again, Donna and Steve, on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Coming up at 11:30 today, it is our confession.
What makes a physically attractive person suddenly less attractive?
It's good. It's good.
It's good.
It's good. That's at 11:30. You can email the show, Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com, or you can get a
you call us whenever we open the phone lines. They're not open yet, though.
Open. You can also go
tweet us
to our Facebook page. Oh, yeah, tweet us. I'm at Valentine Donna. He's at KSTP Steve. We got everything covered?
I think so.
We have a study now.
Studies Yay. Have shown that
studies have shown that the microbial
several long-term studies have shown
they've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
My car is so filthy and full of salt and big clumps of ice right in front of the tires. You know what I'm talking about? Those big clumpy clumps.
Yes, queen!
That fall in your garage and then just make a mess. The inside's not bad. According to a new study, 1/3 of people say their cars are so full of junk, there's really no room for passengers. What?
Oh, whoa.
That's a lot of crap.
That's a lot of crap.
I mean, I get it if you're like living on the road or something because you're like a traveling salesman.
Yeah.
But...
jeez.
They also found that 19% of people have not cleaned their car in the past 3 months.
Great.
10% don't even remember the last time they cleaned it. And finally, more than half of people have spilled a drink on the seats in their car or on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
my
great... you go.
I like it. You're my best friend.
Oh, send us the Marconi. You go first, please.
My car is not that messy, but it is basically a traveling dog kennel. That's all I use it for at this point.
Sure, yes. My car got detailed as a... Was that a birthday present?
It was Christmas.
Yeah, it was a birthday present.
Oh, it was a birthday. Okay.
Birthday present, and it got detailed. And since then, I have really... stayed up on it.
Nice.
And the anytime there's a mess, it's very minimal. It would be like keeping a cup in there or having two pairs of mittens instead of one on the passenger seat.
Sure.
It's really stayed. And that's, if you're needing motivation, get a good detail and it'll motivate you. It's kind of in the same way that a manicure motivates you to not bite your nails because you're like, well, darn it, these can actually look good.
Sure.
So I have really been enjoying the interior.
I'm impressed. My problem is I can't. It's dusty, and it's dusty because it's a traveling dog kennel. Mm. So I don't keep up with the dust, but I got new mats. Ooh. And remember the last time I actually cleaned it is when I found all those acorns.
Oh, right. Yes.
It was like winning the jackpot at Mystic Lake when you're pulling the handle of the... what do you call those things?
The slot machine.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, it was like ding, 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 ding. I'm like, what is going on? Acorns. So now I'm kind of afraid to clean it.
Yeah, right.
I'm afraid to open any compartments. I'm always, you know, thinking a mouse is going to jump out.
Yes. Yes, I know the fear that you have, Donna.
It's a whole thing. Anyway, maybe this is a reminder, a motivation.
This
for you to
be.
Clean your car.
Yes. Oh, and you feel so good when you do.
Oh, it's the best.
And it, you get it smelling good, too.
Oh, yes.
It's just great. Now we move on to other things that are dirty. Boy, mine sure is dirty. My mask is dirty.
Really?
I have never washed a mask.
Oh! Ew!
Oh, hang on.
You're disgusting. How many masks do you have? Let's break it down.
I probably rotate between, I don't know.
I know what you're going to do.
No, I'm not rounding up.
You're going to go one.
No. I think I have maybe four. Okay. We have a basket of masks.
Oh, I see. Wait, when it's dirty, do you put it in a dirty basket?
I don't put it anywhere. I'm just like, I'll wear you again because it's my face and my mouth. Right?
What kind of mask?
It's a cloth mask.
Like somebody made it for you?
Somebody made it and now I have it.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it, so look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love, and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Made it for me sounds like it was a gift from my aunt.
Oh, okay. So you bought a cloth mask.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to buy a cloth mask.
Okay. You know what I do? I keep mine on the doorknob outside of my bathroom where I get ready. So I have like maybe 8-9 of them. And then on the weekends I wash all of them, not all of them, but all of the worn ones, and just keep rotating them, and then I let them hang dry.
Well, there was a survey that polled 1,000 mask wearers. The average person has 6 masks in rotation, by the way.
That's okay.
The longest that those surveyed have gone without washing their reusable mask, the average answer was 9 days. 1 in 9 people said more than 2 weeks. And I said, hold my beer.
Whoa.
Just over a third of us use disposable masks most of the time. Everybody else goes cloth masks. We spent $28 on masks last year. On average, women spent $8 more than men because they either bought more masks or more fashionable ones. 6 in rotation is the common answer for those surveyed. They have 6 masks in rotation.
Okay.
37% of those surveyed have dealt with maskne.
Yeah.
That's that mask-related acne.
Those are people who have to wear them all day long. And
yes.
To you, I say, God bless.
People who've dealt with it said that they wear masks 4 hours a day. So an hour longer than average, because the average is just under 3 hours a day that you have it on.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, think of how fortunate we are to be able to go and work without having to be in a mask all day. Donna, you probably, total mask time is probably like 30 minutes a day, right?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, and that's really nice.
Maybe, yeah,
it's
maybe.
It's fortunate with how work is set up in a safe enough way, and you're alone in a room broadcasting and all of that. Whereas, you know, what are the dentists and the surgeons saying?
And the hairstylists.
Are they? Well, no, teachers. But I mean the dentists and surgeons who have been doing it
a long time. Sure. They're saying, like, cry me a river.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I'm going to start double masking. I did start if I have to go to the grocery store or something. But I have to tell you, I go grocery shopping once a month. Like, I'll run out if I run out of food in the house.
Do you just load up? Do you do bulk shopping?
Sometimes. Like, I go to Costco and get all my proteins, and those stay in the freezer, so I always have them. But if I'm like, oh, I haven't had a vegetable in a couple of days, I just do a quick run. But I hate it so much.
Really?
That I will wait until I'm done with everything in my refrigerator before I go to the grocery store.
Boy, that's really great for your pocketbook, sister.
Yes, queen.
Do you feel scared there? Or do you, like, I don't like grocery shopping because I suck at it. I'm very inefficient
at grocery
shopping.
No, I just don't like it. I hate it. I hate being there. I hate thinking about what I need. I don't have a lot of, I eat the same stuff.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do. You're grocery shopping. I'd love to grocery shop with you.
I'm just like, what
can
do
you
I
live
need?
Stream it next time?
I will tell you that I make a list and I only get what's on the list.
That's really great, Donna.
Hey, Steve, I'm going to give you a virtual hug right now.
I do not accept it. Our confession, what makes a physically attractive person less attractive? Give us a call, 651-641-1071. We'll get into confessions when we come back on Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Donna and Steve's show. And that can only mean one thing.
I have a bit of a confession.
Nice setup.
The confessional is open.
Can you keep a secret?
I've been a bad girl.
It's Confessions with Donna and Steve.
This is my confession. On My Talk.
I see you got the lyric sheet too.
Yeah.
This ought to be fun. Right?
What makes a physically attractive person less attractive? 154 comments are on the page.
I love it. The answer is bad breath.
That is fair. I once kissed a girl during a Lou and Me breakup in high school. Things got dramatic. Or this was in college, like early college. Anyway, I don't have to get into that. But there was a kissing situation I recall. Beautiful, great personality, lovely, fun. Breath was, do you know when you don't know that someone has bad breath until it is too late?
Oh, no. And then you're stuck in it.
And I ran up quick and I was like, oh, man, I need to get some. And I ran upstairs and we were having like a party. And there we had a pool and a hot tub.
Okay? Oh, no.
I run upstairs and I'm like, does anybody have any gum? Anyone have any gum? Anybody?
Oh, no.
It was a situation. Now,
I feel bad. How did you remedy that?
I think that we just, you know, sort of kept a little more distance.
Oh.
She's lovely.
Was the gum for you or for her?
It would have been.
Thank you, Rob.
In case I wasn't clear, it would have been for her.
Right. Well, you would have to split it. You can't just offer her gum.
No, you would have to have an intentional transfer if you were trying to do it subtly.
Oh, Lord. We do have a caller on the line.
By the way, the phrase amazeballs as well. Bye.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's funny.
There's someone who's really attractive and then they're like, oh, that spaghetti was amazeballs. I'm like, okay, see you later.
Okay, that's good. That's really good. I have like 17 rolling on in my head, but I will just contain. Keep them contained in my brain. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Linda.
Hello.
Linda, listen.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Okay, what makes an attractive person less attractive?
A bad personality. Or
yeah.
They have like no humor and they're a jerk. And you're going, how can a jerk look that good?
Wow. Is this coming from a personal experience? I hear a little anger in your voice.
Oh, not really. It's just when I look at people and I they're really good looking, and then you hear things about them or whatever, you meet them and you're going, oh, no, not so good looking anymore.
Right? It's so true. Like Ted Bundy.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'll take it to a whole other level. But, you know, everyone says he was an attractive guy. That's how everyone fell for his, like...
Let's not go down this path again.
All right, because I know you're going to bring up Osama bin Laden.
Who you said has nice eyes. Had. How about you, Donna? What are some things that make someone who's physically attractive less attractive? We'll get into a whole bunch of your Facebook responses in a moment, but how about you?
Really bad grammar.
Okay.
Like, real bad.
Like a double negative will really...
That's okay, but, like, saying things like, we're conversating. I'll be like, I don't like that.
But what if they threw a double negative your way and said, you know, I don't never eat fish?
Yeah. That's very unattractive.
A little deep breathing.
Yeah. Yep. How about you?
Amazeballs really is a problematic phrase.
Really? Are you being serious about amazeballs?
100%.
How about hairy armpits?
That would do it. I mean, I could be convinced of other things, but yes, if I was with, let's say hypothetically in this situation, I'm with my wife and we're on vacation and we're beating the winter blues. She's been wearing a sweater for a while. And then we get to the beach in Costa Rica and she puts her hands in the air and says, "Oh, sunshine." And if I see two headlocked human men underneath her arms, sure, that's going to be a real problem.
Okay, just checking on that.
Big problem.
We do have Jacqueline on the line. Hi, Jacqueline.
Oh, hi.
Hi. So,
I've only talked to you guys one time ever.
What?
And it was about a year ago last fall, and Ryan was still there. But I called you while I was doing Meals on Meals. I don't know if you remember that because you talked to a lot of people, right?
Yeah, we have talked to a lot of people. That's the truth.
But your show is always on when I'm delivering, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, great. But
my husband and I have 7 children. Wow. And we always taught them that, you know, once they started dating, if you take somebody nice out, like a, you know, a girl or a guy, whatever, and they're super nice to you, but they are rude to your waiter.
Yes.
That's the last date.
That's a good one.
I think to me it's all more about character than anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I got 2 more meals to deliver, so I better go.
Okay, thank you for doing what you do.
Well, I love it. I love it, and I love that your show is on at the same time.
Oh, thanks, Jacqueline. Have a good day.
Hey,
that's lovely.
That's really lovely. I have something. Can I play you some audio?
Sure.
Because this is very apropos. This happened on Twin Cities Live, and it was when we were talking about cottage cheese, and I really have an aversion to cottage cheese.
I love cottage cheese.
And this is how it played out, and Elizabeth took me to task in all the right ways. So here we go.
Say I see a lassie on the streets,
oh, yeah,
and that lassie's an 8 out of 10, right? She's really revving my engine.
Oh, God.
Just give me a second. I'll get it back. Elizabeth is crying.
Is it the term revving my engine that got her?
The fact that we're having this conversation with the cottage cheese is just so bizarre. Okay, I'm crying now. Okay. What else happened with your lassie and what's going on with your engine?
But if I have her at an 8, when I see her with cottage cheese, immediately a 6.
Are you regularly rating the streets who are enjoying a high protein snack? I just like don't understand this.
So that's shallow of me. Someone housing some cottage cheese. This is us all admitting how we are
shallow.
Kind of. But other people were saying if they don't have character, if they're mean to someone, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Exactly. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Somebody said smoking.
They better not mean smoking meats. I said they better not mean smoking meats.
They don't. They mean smoking cigarettes. And now we go to Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Hi.
For me, a huge turnoff is men that don't know how to hold their silverware properly.
Oh, really?
Talk more about that.
So if I was on a date, I'm decades out of dating at this point. I've been married for a long time. But if someone were holding silverware badly, I would never go out with them again. And when I see it on movies and TV shows, I say to my 3 girls, see how he's holding that fork? Don't date someone like that.
Okay, wow. So I know. Okay. I think Rob and I are kind of like holding our pens to show. I think I used to eat like that when I was a kid, where you kind of hold it in a fist.
In a fist,
yes.
And scoop it, sort of.
Yeah.
It's just manners. They should know how to behave. So women who have sons, please teach them how to hold their silverware.
And please ask them not to burp on a date, like loudly. You know what I mean?
Wait for marriage.
Yes.
Yeah. The wedding.
Everybody
night.
Goes from a total schoolboy into just one giant gas machine.
That's funny. Mary Sue said, in the physical sense, beards. By the way, Cheryl, thank you for the call. In the material sense, ugly shoes. I kind of agree. Like, if, okay, all right, I'm going to say it. Don't get mad at me.
Oh, email her.
If I saw a guy dressed up in a nice suit and was wearing, I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
Cowboy boots as his dress shoes.
What?
I'm out.
Donna.
Nope, I'm
out.
Wait
a minute.
You could wear them with jeans. Go ahead. But if we're going to a wedding and you're wearing a nice black suit and then you have like brown cowboy boots.
Donna.
It's just,
well, this is, what about your past?
You could wear cowboy boots with jeans. That's fine.
Okay.
It's just, they're not dress-up shoes. They're bleep kickers. You know what I mean? You hear what I'm saying, Steve?
I hear what you're saying.
I just look at them as casual. Even the most expensive, most beautiful cowboy boot, I think, is...
still, at the end of the day, a cowboy boot. Our confession question, if you're just tuning in, is what makes a physically attractive person less attractive? Let's go to the always even keel brother, Rob.
Oh, he's on the phone right now.
Dear. I'd really like to know for him, a man who seems like he's always very measured.
He seems, seems like a very gentle man.
Deb doesn't like it if a hot person doesn't like dogs. Oh, she doesn't like that hot person.
I could not agree more. Somebody who doesn't like dogs is an instant unattractive quality.
Pat says if they chew with their mouths open.
That's a good one.
That's tough. All right, that is tough.
Brother Rob.
B Rob.
Yes.
Steve wants to know.
I would like to know, you're always even keel. You strike me almost monk-like. What makes an attractive person less attractive to
monk-like.
You?
Monk-like.
Oh, being mean. I have to say smoking. Yes. An annoying sounding voice.
There we go. We got to the shallow. We got the first two were really reputable.
How about baby talkers? You know, honey, you know where I really want to go tonight?
To the nursery, it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't like listening to grown-ups talk in a baby voice.
Yes. Yes. I think that is fair.
Stacy said food in their beard.
Oh, gosh. That is it, for real. If someone has something hanging from them or food, I cannot tell them.
Or their nose.
Lord in heaven, if it's on their nose. No, I will walk out of the room.
Michael said, would they put pineapple on pizza? Wow. All right. Do we have to go?
Katie called in and said she hates it when somebody has Dorito or Cheeto dust on their fingers and they lick it off.
Oh, it's like the people who lick the top of the yogurt container.
You
do that at home.
Yogurt there.
Don't do that in front of people.
And I'll end with this.
That's
speaking
private.
Of things that would be a turnoff when you're dating and then you don't care about when you're married. I sometimes will, like a Labrador Retriever, lick my plate clean at the end of dinner. Like if there's leftover sauce.
Do you really?
I'm like, I'm going to get that. Now, everyone I've told this to is generally appalled. But I say, what greater compliment could I give to the cook than licking her plate clean?
Her plate?
No. Like the plate she made that dinner and then I lick it clean. You know, in some cultures... I only lick my own plate.
Okay, but the plate that she gave you to eat off of.
Lou now just at the end of dinner sets two plates on the ground. Me and Rex head over there and we're in dog heaven.
Oh, man. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the emails, the, you know, et cetera, et ceteras. We appreciate it.
Nice finish, Donna.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, so there is already news about the iPhone 13. I was going to get the iPhone 12. Now it's 6 months later. I'm just going to wait for the iPhone 13. And guess what? I really am going to pull the trigger because there is a detail about the new phone. And just this single feature will cause me to buy this phone. Wonder if it's the same for you. We'll tell you what it is when we come back on Donna and Steve.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 1071. Everything entertainment.
I have.
How do we go on?
An iPhone 8.
Me too.
Plus.
Oh.
I don't know. Tommy Topper. I don't know if it's a plus.
I have a plus plus.
I also have an Apple Watch. Many of you have written letters to the station inquiring about it in my experience.
Okay.
Donna.
I have all this fan mail. Oh, that didn't sound like a lot. Where's the real stuff? Wait, here it is.
Oh, another.
I'm going to go through all that.
Another satchel full of letters for Donna. Letters. We get letters. Remember that on Letterman? We get lots and lots of letters.
No, I don't.
Letters.
All right.
That's
you have
what I
an
miss
iPhone
about
8.
Paul Schaefer. Okay. I have an iPhone 8, and I had planned to get an iPhone 12. last September when it came out.
Oh.
And then I pumped the brakes and I was like, just chill out, man. Just wait a little bit, whatever. You'll get it early in the new year. And then I just kept going about my day and not having a fine time with the phone. So maybe this will work. Maybe this is fine. And now I know I'm sticking with the iPhone 8 and not upgrading to the 12 because some good news about the iPhone 13 has now come out. There's an article on Forbes talking about all of the upgrades that the iPhone 13 is expected to have. One change specifically is reason enough for me to bite the bullet and buy the new phone.
Let me guess. Camera. The camera is way better.
It does have to do with the camera. It's a little more specific, and I'll tell you in a moment. So three major upgrades. The first one being that iPhone 13 models will have an automatic astrophotography mode when pointing it at the sky. This is already a popular feature in rival phones where, I think it can like figure out where you are, what the stars are, what constellations you're under, those kinds of things.
That's neat.
I think. That's not what I care about. I don't even fully know what that means. Okay. It sounds fancy. Look it up. They're also going to have a wider angle lens, so they're going to be expanding on that, which is fun. But they will be, apparently, if this article is to be believed, releasing portrait video finally happening.
I don't know what that means.
Portrait mode on your phone is when you can make a photo look really great because you are in focus and the background is artistically blurry or out of focus.
Okay.
This is what wedding photographs look like. This is like professional photography. DSLR cameras, the fancy ones, incorporate a similar technology. Works better for them for sure. But the portrait mode has really been has amplified people's photo taking ability. That being said, first it only worked on the back of the camera. Then they got selfie mode portrait available on one of the recent iPhones that came out. But they've never done portrait mode video, which would be like having a professional videographer documenting the silly mundane moments in our lives that we choose to record for posterity. And now it will look really awesome. They also said if Apple pulls it off, if it ends up looking really good, it will be the new hot thing on social media. It will become the standard. The best videos will be the ones that are shot in portrait mode. I'm pumped and I'm getting okay. it. Donna.
What? I don't care because I don't do Instagram. I'm not like, hey guys, it's me again in my car.
No, but wait a minute. Hey.
Not you. It's a different Steve. You don't know him. His name's not even Steve.
But I do
it's
a Stefan. Okay. But like in the car, like a lot of car videos. All right. Yeah. Donna, open your photo app right now.
Okay. Here I go. Photo app is
the
opened.
Portrait mode is awesome. It makes photos look so great.
Okay. So I'm going to, how do you get it in portrait mode?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I don't even know what button is for portrait mode.
I'm not even convinced that you have an iPhone 8. I don't say that as a diss. I just mean for the
sake
of this.
So you open it up and on top there's a lightning bolt. Okay. Then there's something with an that looks like a target with a line through it.
Okay.
Then there's something that looks like a clock. Then there are three circles.
Yeah. So let's go down now.
Okay. There's photo, square, pano, video, slow-mo, time-lapse.
Yeah, you don't have an iPhone 8. So you don't have a portrait option?
I do not. And I do have an iPhone 8.
I don't think you do.
I do indeed.
You should have portrait mode, Donna.
Maybe I
and
don't.
It's just like the kind of photo that blurs it. Maybe you have to enable it or something.
Maybe
but
that's it.
It makes it a really pretty picture. It turns a picture into a portrait.
Maybe that explains why my picture sucks so bad.
I think there might be a variety of reasons for that. You know, you remind me of Julia Roberts on social, and she just posts these pictures that you think they'd be look a little stronger. Julia Roberts is great. I love Julia Roberts. Uh-huh. It's just the photos feel a little bit like your aunt got a hold of the camera.
So here's the thing. I never go into settings. I have my phone set up when I buy a phone, and I never go in there again unless someone tells me to. All so right. If I go into my camera setting, there's formats. Everybody could do this at home too. Composition, grid, mirror, front pictures, keep normal photo, auto, HDR. I don't want that. I hate that.
Why doesn't camera show portrait mode?
Then there's photos. Optimize. See, guys, we all need to take a class. It's like that commercial where the guy's showing people not to turn into their parents, you know? Do you know what I'm talking about? Where they're like, Kinanu. And they're like, quinoa.
Yes.
I'm like, bye. So no.
They're in a hardware store and somebody has blue hair and they're like, okay, no, we know he has blue hair. We don't need to say anything. Okay. Let's keep going. We're going to keep going. By the way, Donna, it should not be something that you need to turn on. I don't think you have an iPhone that supports portrait mode is what it comes down to. Because it should be very easy to find. And then it would take such great pictures of your dog. Oh.
I don't have it. Does anybody else have it on their 8? It's an 8. You must have a 9.
No, I don't have a 9. I don't think you have an 8.
I do. I have an 8.
8.
Stop it.
Portrait. How to help a needy friend who doesn't ever seem to get it. What is it you ask pretty much everything? The reason the iPhone 8 doesn't have portrait mode is because it doesn't have dual cameras. The dual cameras can be found on the 8 Plus.
Okay, that's why.
I'm sorry, Donna. You have an iPhone 8, just the sucky version of it. Hey, what?
You're in timeout. You are in timeout.
I gotta go.
Until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll see you back here. Thank you, Brother Rob, for helping us.
Thank you,
us.
Got it. Sure.
Appreciate it. Colleen and Bradley are coming in next. I am going to take my iPhone 8
Square
and walk down the hall.
Good plan.
Bye.